This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I see Jerry Rice was saying that he doesn't think Eli Manning is a Hall of Famer. And I was thinking about it for a minute or two, and I was like, you know, I kind of agree with him. A lot of people think that he'll get in because he's won two Super Bowls right against Tom Brady. But he just said, in not so many words, that, you know, Breeze is a shoe-in. This guy, there's just not the consistency isn't there. And he's, you know, he's right. He's 113, 110 all-time, 234 career picks. He's got two Super Bowl rings. So I think that he's going to be able to eat, you know, free in New York for the rest of his life. Put it that way. I think he's, you know, a legend here. Because you got to remember, he beat Tom Brady twice in the Super Bowl. And that's like a career right there. That's, you know, the one thing I think that Tom Brady will never forget are those two losses. Even, like, I think that those two losses hurt worse than the Philadelphia loss, I think. That was a great game. Those were all great games when you think about it. But I think he has a bitter taste in his mouth that he lost to Eli Manning not once but twice. I think he could handle losing to the Eagles. But the way Eli Manning beat him twice, I think he's got a problem with that. I really do. But do you agree with Jerry Rice, Carver High? Do you think Eli Manning's a Hall of Famer? Because Jerry Rice doesn't think so.
I've thought about this so much. I kind of cross back and forth on it. So many times. It's so hard to weigh what's more important in putting somebody in the Hall of Fame. Is it regular season numbers or is it what they did in the biggest spot? I mean, guy's 2-0 and he beat an undefeated team in the Super Bowl. He's a 2-time Super Bowl MVP. His regular season numbers aren't great. He's going to end up in the top 10, you know, all time, but so is everybody else who played in this era. So I can't go too crazy about that. I probably put him in. I probably put him in.
Wow. Mafia, do you think he gets in or not?
I think he does. Because, wow. You know, even though it's easy to beat up on him with the aw shucks face he makes, the stupid picks he throws. I mean, if it's going to be that, if you throw a lot of picks, you don't get the NFL Hall of Fame, then why is Brett Favre there? I mean, that guy's thrown more picks than anybody. The guy won two Super Bowls. He made some big plays in his, you know, he put up some big stats. And when you think about those Super Bowls, yeah, he had a great defense the first one, and they probably led the way. But when you really think about those games, what are the plays that stick in your mind? You know, it isn't like when his brother won his second Super Bowl, and the plays you're thinking about pretty much every time in that game are made by Von Miller. No, in the Giants Super Bowl wins, you're thinking about the catch to Tyree, where he escaped all of everyone through that bomb.
Right.
You're thinking about the pass to Manningham on the sidelines. You're thinking about the touchdown to Plaxico. You're thinking about his throws. And that's what won the game. You're not thinking about the defense sacking Tom Brady.
Also, to get to those Super Bowls, he won NFC title games on the road.
At Lambeau.
The first time, one in Lambeau in what was it, like negative 15 against Brett Favre in overtime. The second one, it was divisional round. I think the Packers were 15-1 that year. He beat Aaron Rodgers in Lambeau, then won out at Candlestick in that overtime game, the Jim Harbaugh team.
So you base it on those two seasons, his whole career, those performances get you in the Hall of Fame. Fair enough.
I think that they mean a lot, and it's not like I know we get him. It's not like he's been god awful in a regular season. I mean, he's not exactly, you know, Nathan Peterman.
He's been god awful this year.
Okay, this year, but he's in his 15th or 16th
year. He's been god awful for 3 or 4 years.
He's at the end of his career.
So the end of his career, he was god awful.
All those years that they went to Super Bowls and made playoffs and did other things, he had good regular seasons.
All right, fair enough.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.